Hi, my name's Coach Martin Gooden. Welcome to the CPT podcast, where I bring you information on performance, boxing, nutrition, weight loss and fat loss, and anything related to health, fitness and lifestyle. Right, today's short podcast is going to be something what most of us have actually done. You may be asking, what is that? Well, most of us have actually done a detox. However, what is actually going on while you're actually getting results is something which I'm going to explain. I'm only going to explain it, I'm also going to let you know what is actually happening in the sense of it being unethical. Okay, and you think you may be getting the results, what you are promised on the tin, but what is actually happening? Do remember, guys, to subscribe, and I hope you enjoy today's podcast. Have a good day now. Now, if you don't know, the health and fitness and performance industry is worth billions per year and is still always on the rise and will continue to be on the rise as long as generally we've got the people are willing to consume, okay? And it generally is broken down into certain categories, okay? And you normally have people who are involved in performance and anesthetics who are generally interested, you know, in like your protein shakes and things what are going to improve the ability to build muscle and to maintain strength and build upon their strength, you know, from their weight workouts. And you generally have the health products, which is normally like the face and skin creams, you know, which promise like eternal youth. And some are creams, some are vitamins and mineral tablets, which obviously goes to say that it's going to help them with their general health. And then you get generally have the weight and fat loss normally, which is promised is if you take this magic pill, you're going to burn a hell of a lot of fat. And basically, this is generally thermodynamics, you know, tablets what promise fat burning. And sometimes tea bags what promise to actually speed up your sluggish metabolism, which, you know, is if you know the physiology of the body, you know, a lot of this is general bullshit. And finally, which obviously what today's podcast is about, is the detox brigade, okay? And generally, they'll promise you that, you know, they'll get you 14 pounds a stone, a plus, in over 10 to 30 days, which will have you kind of looking fantastic. And it's generally really amazing because, you know, it would generally tell you that they'll have you ready and feeling amazing in the next 30 days and looking amazing in the next 30 days. But, you know, they're not telling you how shit you're going to actually feel. Now, I'm the first to say that whatever it is marketed under, the so-called detox is going to work. Of course it will work. And probably if you listen to this, you've probably done a detox or marketed something what was marketed as a detox and it actually worked. Okay, but why you think it work is one of the things that I have a problem with. That is the problem. Why you think it works is one of the reasons that I'm doing this podcast today. Right. So generally what happens is that you're promised by somebody who is endorsing it, generally with a background of doing a few workshops by a company who want you to sell their products, okay? And they probably generally have got not a lot of knowledge on nutrition other than the knowledge what they've been given by the person or the organization which is getting them to then sell the packages onto their clients in which they're rewarded financially for. So I don't have to really go into no company names or anything like that. I'm sure if you're quite clued up, you'll know some of the companies, you know, what are out there, what are promoting and encouraging people to go on detoxes. So the promises are normally like clearer skin, reduce weight, dropping fat cells and increase in energy, you know, more muscle tone. Another kind of promises that maybe they'll put in a Facebook group as well. And I'd give you a general nutrition plan. Okay, great. Okay, and give you a few little supplements that they say will help cleanse and clean and help with the detoxification of your liver, i.e. getting waste and fat out of your cell and out of your systems. Okay, so the average population that they really want to target are the ones what are generally overweight, over fat, very lethargic, have a history of doing different types of diets and not getting a result, or getting a result, or just basically somebody who wants to kind of try something a bit different. Right, but so the general thing is that the results are going to come. And that's a fact. The reason for why, you know, you're going to get the results, check this out. You know, you've gone from eating a lot of crap, which normally contains probably sugary drinks, processed foods, a lot of dairy foods. You know, you've probably reduced your beer and stopped drinking beer. You're generally on a detox, told to stop drinking beer. And you've gone from eating foods what are very empty in calories, okay, to then eating a lot of foods which are very healthy. So you probably start eating a lot more plant or animal protein, okay, and start probably getting your carbohydrates from good sources, okay, that generally will contain a lot of good fiber as well, okay. Fats that have been better, that have better health benefits, okay, you probably start eating more vegetables, which obviously contain a lot more vitamins and minerals, and you probably reduce your daily consumption of soda to start drinking a lot more water, okay, yeah, H2O water, okay. So the fact that you might be exercising more as well, moving more, is going to add to the equation what we should be looking at when we're looking at fat loss and weight loss. And that is, now that your body is in a calorific deficit, whether that over a day, over a few days, and generally over the weeks, you will start seeing some changes, okay? And what you've got to consider here is something, it's something that you've not actually done for years due to your past lifestyle. As I said before, you've been eating a lot of crap, drinking beer, you've been putting your body in what we call a hypercaloric state, which is taking in more calories than actually your body actually needs. So the thing that you must understand, by putting your body into that calorie deficit, you're going to lose weight, you're going to lose fat, okay? But here's the thing, you might not feel amazing. The first few days you're going to get headaches, you might feel low in energy, you know, you might generally feel very lethargic and feel below par, okay? But obviously what you're going to expect if you've been eating a certain way, and then obviously you've made a drastic change, which is going to give you a result, and there is a price to pay for doing that. So this is a lot of things that something that a lot of people will tell you through their ignorance, okay, or just because they are just money-making charlatans, okay. So what I'm saying is, by doing a detox, it will work, okay. But normally you'll find that there's some organization, some company behind it, and they've got their own interests, normally financial gain, at the end of it. Okay, so you've reduced your calories, and in return, filled your body with less calories, but much more and better nutrition. Okay, and that's why you're getting the results. Not that the pills, that they don't work. Okay, you've actually put your body into a calorie deficit and increase the chances of your body losing fat and weight. And also, you're feeling a lot more healthy and energetic. Okay, here's the other thing. One of the things you have to ask, who are these things generally marketed to? They're marketed to a certain populations, okay, who I would consider the right market for the detox brigade. Okay, and generally get somebody famous to endorse it. So, you know, the person and the company are both onto a win-win. Okay, both onto a win-win. The company's going to make more money. The client's going to invest in the company. Okay, the client's going to get results. Okay, and then what also happens is that once the clients get results, what happens? She is then asked, wow, how did you lose the weight? And then obviously then that she is probably encouraged, or he is encouraged, to then join the organization and also become part of the organization. And then, and so the cycle continues in making the company much more money. Okay. I generally don't put boxers on a detox program to help them lose weight or to cut weight for the category of what weight division they're in. Okay, it's just basically about good, sound nutrition practices that allows them to hit their weight category. And obviously on the night of the fight, to help them feeling amazing, strong, healthy, and ready to put their health on the line and to kick ass, basically. So I'm not hating against the detox industries. I'm just giving you facts, okay, that the results generally come from the calorie deficit and the change what the client has made through changing the way how they eat and the fact that they're having less calories and actually where their calories are actually coming from. Okay, so that is my take on it on my first podcast. If you've got anything to comment, feel free to leave a comment at the end of it and give it a star rating. Also remember, guys, that I've not named, it's unethical for me to name companies what are selling detoxes, so that's why you probably notice that I've not mentioned no company's name. I'm not making myself liable, okay? But the fact of the matter is that that is what generally is going on. People are being sold products and being put on programs where generally it's nothing to do with the detox. It's to do with your then starting to work in a calorie deficit. Hey, my name's Coach Martin Gooden. Thank you once again for listening my podcast. Now, I'd like to stretch out my hand to you and say that if you need help with your training, okay, if you need help with weight loss, fat loss, if you need help with your performance, both online or offline, feel free to get in contact with me at info@cptuk.co.uk. Feel free to also visit my website, which is www.martingooden.co.uk. Also remember, guys, if you're interested in joining any of my group programs, again, feel free to get in touch. I hope this podcast has been valuable to you. Remember, I will be daily updating podcasts on a weekly basis, of which all the content and information hopefully will be of value to you. Now listen up, have a great day, stay blessed, and I'll hear from you and you'll hear from me very soon. Take care now.